Hello there, this is Benny.
And this is Kyle.
And you're listening to The Doctor's Watcher,
the Wild West podcast about every episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah, when I did the hello there, I was thinking of maybe starting with a howdy there. Because, this is the OK Corral Tombstone serial, or, you know, the Gunfighters.
Uh-huh. As they say...
Turn it up. We sure don't have anything like that in Alabama. No, sir.
Nope, because Tombstone is not in Alabama. Cool. Well, before we get into it, Kyle, what else have you been up to? This is the second episode in a row that we're recording. So earlier we talked a bit about the D&D presentation that we gave to the youth of today, trying to inspire the next generation of D&D gamers.
Indeed.
What else have you been up to?
So I guess the other thing I've done recently is that I went to a live presentation of another podcast that I listen to.
Yes.
That podcast being The Greatest Generation.
Yes, we've even advertised on that a few times.
Uh-huh. I suspect a decent proportion of our listeners are here because of that advertising.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Friends and welcome, DeSoto. Friends of DeSoto.
Yep.
I was at the San Francisco show of the Share Your Embarrassment tour, which is the tour that they talked all about Star Trek V, the one where they kill God.
A.K.A. the worst one.
You know, so my partner and I rewatched it a few weeks before I went to this podcast, and it was actually better than I had remembered.
Well, my partner and I watched it also, I'd say like a couple months ago, and it was about as bad as I remembered. That's the one that starts with that, like, Mad Max town or something.
Yeah, on the planet of intergalactic peace.
Yeah, which now sucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that was fun. It's a... I would hesitate to call it a good movie, but it's a fun movie.
Meanwhile, something that I've been up to over here, and my partner actually, is we just finished our first playthrough of Disco Elysium.
Which
is a very cool, very interesting RPG. We played it on the Nintendo Switch, which I have to admit is not something I would recommend. Go ahead and play it on a computer like it was intended. The controls were a little janky on the Switch, and it crashed from time to time, including about 10 seconds into the final credits. So we were laughing that, like, man, it ended on a consistent note.
Nice.
But it's a really well-written, really interesting game.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, very,
I think
very
I
unique.
Might, yeah, I think I might even have it in my Steam library. Not sure about that, but I feel like I might.
Cool. So, Kyle, season 3, episode 35. How do you watch it? Except I think I already know.
So, Don't Shoot the Pianist, which is the second episode of The Gunfighters, is available on BritBox, and that is how I watched it.
Yep, I had a feeling. Cool. Must be nice to have a whole serial and be able to watch it on BritBox.
Yeah, it really is, actually.
Very cool. All right, well, would you like to know the Cliff Dangler?
I would indeed.
Excellent. I almost said cliffhanger. That's how I was laughing. So our cliff dangler was that the doc is on his way to the saloon where a bunch of no good varmints are getting ready to shoot him down because they think that our doc is Doc Holliday. And they have some reason to believe that, more reason to believe that, actually, I would say, now that he's actually wearing Doc Holliday's gun, which quite helpfully has his name on it.
Right. And he kind of like inadvertently, accidentally confirmed to them that he is Doc Holliday.
Meanwhile, Dodo is tickling the ivories while Stephen, you know, provides a tune.
Indeed. And that is what is still happening as this episode starts.
Cool.
Apparently, it's been happening for quite a while.
The doctor walks slowly.
They are... They're apparently on, like, their fourth or fifth repetition of the Ballad of the Last Chance Saloon.
Well, it's the only sheet music they had.
Clanton's just, you know, keep demanding that they do it again.
You're getting better, really. It sounds so good. You've improved a lot. Aw, shucks.
Yeah.
Y'all are so
even
nice.
Just in these, like, 20 minutes of singing the same song over and over, it's really getting better.
So supportive, these Clantons.
So eventually, Doc Holliday's fiance Kate, shows up. And in the previous episode, when the bartender had told them that he had a singer, but, like, she's always off somewhere else, apparently Kate is the singer.
You got a small cast for this one.
Uh-huh. She basically kicks Dodo off the piano and sends her upstairs to her room.
Dodo's like, that's fine. I wasn't actually playing it anyway.
Uh-huh. Kate makes Stephen start playing the piano so Kate can sing.
You know, Kate, I feel like there was a less complicated way of accomplishing the same thing.
Yeah, you'd think. Like, there was already somebody playing the piano.
Yeah.
So Kate does a verse of the Ballad of the Last Chance Saloon, and then the doctor shows up. He basically walks in, like, as everyone is clapping and you know, cheering Kate and whatever.
Ah, dramatic entrance.
Uh-huh.
And is it the types of saloon doors that you push them open and they go flap, 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 flap?
It 100% is.
Of course it is. Why did I even ask?
I think the timing of the entrance, though, was such that he did not get immediately blasted away by a bunch of Clanton guns the moment he walked in.
You can't shoot people when you're clapping.
Right. So the guys who are all in the bar waiting for him get introduced as the Clanton brothers, and they want to talk about their late brother, who I guess Doc Holliday killed.
And the doctor's like, oh, should we wait for him to arrive if he's late? Like, wow, are you making fun of our dearly departed brother? Well, if he's departed, I just thought I would wait for him to return.
Is he not on time, my boy? So they accuse the doctor of being friends with Wyatt Earp. And as the conversation goes, it's not long before the doctor actually figures out what's going on and what the confusion is and everything.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how long they'd drag that out.
Well, he starts trying to tell them that he's not Doc Holliday, and they actually want the man down at the barber shop. But, you know, they're like, well, that's where we found you. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, 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 but, like, it's not me. And he's like, you know, just, like, let me go get him or whatever. But obviously they don't believe him.
You ain't leaving, Doc. Live, that is.
Oh, shit.
Kate comes over to his side and starts acting as if he is Doc Holliday.
Kate, you're not helping.
Uh-huh. The doctor pulls Doc Holliday's gun out, but he's not really able to do anything with it because as soon as he pulls it out, the gun gets shot out of the hand of one of the Clantons.
Hmm.
It was not the doctor who shot. It was just like same time as the doctor pulled his gun. One of the Clantons, you know, loses his gun. And in sort of the resulting confusion and melee, Steven is able to disarm the rest of the Clantons, and we see that the actual Doc Holliday has apparently like snuck into the back of the saloon, and he's the one who shot the Clanton's gun out of his hand from the top of the stairs, basically. But like,
Trixie,
nobody else knows that Doc Holliday is here except for Dodo, who came out of her room when she heard a gunshot, and she sees him, and he basically sends her back to her room.
She's like, Santa? I don't know. That's just the vibe I got for some reason from that description.
Yeah, that's fair. The doctor is still insisting that he's not Doc Holliday. Kate and the Clantons are all still acting as if he is. And then Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson show up.
Cool. Cool. Mr. Werp.
Uh-huh. This leads to a lot of shouting and arguing, but eventually Mr. Werp basically arrests the doctor and takes him away.
Guess that's one way to get him to safety.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Kate rolls a sneak check, and she gets away without anyone noticing. The Clantons all basically start advancing on Steven, I guess just as like the one person left that they can be angry at.
Mm-hmm.
So they start advancing on Steven, and we cut upstairs to Dodo's room, where she's being held prisoner at gunpoint by Doc Holliday.
Man, I feel like I don't know. Things aren't going our hero's way here.
Yeah.
It's just complicated. Things are getting complicated.
Yeah, I guess this is basically because she saw Doc Holliday fire the gun, like he doesn't want anyone knowing that he's here and whatever, so
yeah, I mean,
he's now holding her prisoner. That,
yeah.
Kate shows up in Dodo's room and basically tells Dodo and Holliday that Werp arrested the doctor, and in doing so, he allowed the Clantons to continue to believe that it was Doc Holliday that he was arresting.
So since history thinks that Doc Holliday was at the shootout at the OK Corral, I wonder if that's going to mean in this version that the doctor has to go.
Yeah, it's kind of shaping up to seem like it might.
I'm overthinking it, but we'll see.
Holliday tells Dodo basically that the doctor is going to be safe with the sheriff in the sheriff's office. And he pulls out a deck of cards to play a game with Dodo and Kate just to pass the time, I guess.
Yeah, he does like gambling.
Uh-huh. We cut over to the sheriff's office where the doctor is locked up in a cell.
So it was Wyatt Earp who locked him up, right? Not,
yeah.
I mean, we assume not Bat Masterson. So are we thinking Doc Earp? Wyachter?
Wyachter?
Erpter?
I think it might be Erpter.
Nice.
Erpter or Werpter.
Werpter.
So the doctor is telling Wyatt and Bat that Doc Holliday gave him his gun, and they figure out pretty easily what Doc Holliday is up to,
mm-hmm.
which is basically that he wants the doctor to get killed in his place. So Wyatt decides that he should bring Doc Holliday in. The doctor wants to like join him on this, but Werp won't let him.
Now you stay right where you are. Why, you've got four of the meanest characters in the territory believing you're Doc Holliday. You take one step outside of this jail, friend, and you're a dead man.
That seems like good advice.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, not the doctor's very good at taking advice or staying put, so guess we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh. Ha.
hard drive has failed. All data lost. Templates and mid-rolls must be recreated. Do not be like the Daleks. Back up your data. Also, tell your friends about this podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review. Now, back to the show.
We get a brief scene where Steven is continuing to insist to the Clantons that his friend the Doctor is not Doc Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that if he could get the Doctor out of jail, he could prove who he really is. And so the Clantons start to think about helping Steven get the Doctor out of jail.
Because that makes it easier for them to shoot him.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Doc Holliday and Kate are still in Dodo's room. They're playing cards with each other while Dodo is sitting angrily at the end of the bed.
This threesome isn't going the way she thought it would.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how old Kate and Doc Holliday are. It sounds like at least Doc Holliday is sort of an older man, so I don't know how inappropriate that is. So before you cancel me, listeners, don't forget I haven't actually seen this episode.
Well, and I'm pretty sure the actor who plays Dodo is quite a bit older than the character of Dodo is meant to be.
Yeah.
Holliday decides that he needs some booze.
Well, he's got his gambling.
Uh-huh.
Gotta have all his loves present.
Kate peeks downstairs, and the Clantons are still down there drinking, so it's obviously not safe for him to just, like, head downstairs to the bar to get a drink. So he decides to sneak back to his dentist's office where he has a bottle stashed.
I feel like there's easier ways to do this, but okay.
At the dentist's office, Wyatt Earp is waiting for him. And Wyatt basically tells him to GTFO from Tombstone until this whole thing blows over. But Doc Holliday really doesn't want to do that. He just got here into town. He's trying to establish this business.
He's only had one customer.
Uh-huh. Wyatt tells him that, you know, it's not safe for him while the Clantons have it out for him. And, you know, Holliday is like, well, why don't you fucking stop the Clantons then? Which Werp and Bat would like to do, but they don't really have the firepower to do that. They can't stop the Clantons until Wyatt's brothers show up to help.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically repeats his, you know, seems like a request, but is really kind of an order to Doc Holliday and tells him to GTFO, like, before the morning, basically.
Alrighty.
Steven and the Clantons have developed a plan where Steven will slip a gun through the cell window to the Doctor, who will then use this gun to demand his freedom at gunpoint, basically.
This does not seem like a good plan.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, the Clanton brothers will be waiting just outside the jail, just in case anything goes wrong, and to welcome him back to society.
Yeah. Oh, not to gun him down.
Why would we do a thing like that? You say he ain't Holliday. Okay, he's got nothing to fear. What do you say?
Tell me, it sounds a pretty foolproof idea.
I think you may want to think about that a little harder there, Stephen, but okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the DM's just kind of rolling with it for a moment, and then Steven's like, wait, don't you want me to, like, roll a deception check for that? And the DM's like, oh, you were lying. Okay, cool. So Steven takes the gun that the Clantons are giving him, and he leaves. But Ike doesn't trust him. So he sends Luigi Clanton to follow after Steven and make sure he and the Doctor don't run away.
Permanently.
Up in Dodo's room, Dodo is helping Kate do her hair as Kate explains why she's going to marry Doc Holliday even though he's an outlaw.
Oh, honey, I've known them all in my time. Jesse James, Billy the Kid, Johnny Ringo. And I'm telling you that Doc's the best of the bunch. He's a real gentleman. Just been a mite unlucky is all.
Well, good to know how Doc Holliday measures up against all the other historical gunfighters.
Uh-huh. She says that ever since he met Wyatt Earp, he's basically been, like, trying to settle down and trying to stay on the right side of the law and everything. And just then, Doc Holliday shows back up in the room and tells Kate that she has to go pack because they have to leave town before morning.
Wyatt Earp is gunning for me, and you know that in my whole life I never killed a friend.
I always made sure to start an argument with them first and ruin our friendship before shooting them down.
Uh-huh. So back at the sheriff's office, Steven shows up outside the cell window. He passes the gun through the window to the doctor, who does not want it, but Steven passes it through the window anyway.
Yeah, I feel like there's easier ways to could try this, but...
Yeah. Steven basically explains to the doctor that he needs to use this gun to bluff his way to freedom, and then they need to get to the TARDIS, and basically they only have 10 minutes to do it because the Clantons are going to show up in like 20 minutes.
Well, time is, for a group with a time machine, I have to say, time is often not on their side.
The doctor is kind of like trying to protest this plan, but Steven, for once, Steven doesn't let him get a word in edgewise.
Oh, how's it feel, doctor?
So Steven rushes off, and as soon as he's away from the jail, the doctor calls Wyatt Earp over to his cell and gives him the gun and asks him to basically tell Steven that the doctor is perfectly happy where he is for now.
I think that's actually the right call here, doctor.
Yeah. Back at the saloon, the main Clanton brother, Ike or Mario, is giving a drunken speech to rabble-rouse the crowd.
Cool.
They all get riled up. They're, you know, ready for a lynching, basically.
Okay.
And then the Clanton brother, who was following Steven, arrives back at the bar with Steven, saying that, like, you know, he tried to leave after the jail and whatever. So they all tie Steven up and decide to use him as a hostage so they can hang Steven if they can't get their hands on the doctor.
I feel like people's plans in this are maybe a little more convoluted than they have to be, but I must confess there's some logic to it.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the plans have to be convoluted enough to, like, draw this out for a few episodes.
That's true.
Kate arrives back at Dodo's room where Doc Holliday is waiting. She's all packed and ready to GTFO, but of course they can hear all this crowd noise coming from below. They all look out the window, and Dodo is dismayed to see that they've got Steven all tied up and on the back of a horse. And Doc Holliday is dismayed to see that they've apparently ransacked his dentist's office and they're wheeling his operating chair down the street.
Oh, shit. There's nothing sacred.
The bar downstairs is mostly cleared out at this point, except for Seth Harper, who's still at the bar, like, having, you know, a last drink or two before he goes out with the mob.
Sure, a little liquid courage.
Uh-huh. Doc Holliday comes down the stairs into the bar. Kate is, like, shouting after him. And Seth at the bar is like, wait, shit, you're Doc Holliday?
It's just a nickname.
Uh-huh. Seth starts drawing his gun, but Holliday is faster, and Seth is dead.
Oh, man, that's another on-screen gun violence death for Doctor Who.
Yep. The bartender tells Holliday that the whole town wants to lynch him, so he tells Kate to prepare 3 horses, and he tells Dodo that she'll have to come with them. He was originally gonna, like, drop Dodo off with Wyatt Earp, basically, and the doctor and stuff, but that's too dangerous now.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the sheriff's office, the doctor opens his own cell, which I guess was not actually locked or anything.
Okay.
So he opens his cell and he joins Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson in sort of the main area. He's kind of like hiding behind the wall where he won't be seen from the outside as this mob rolls up.
Mm-hmm.
And
smart.
Wyatt tells them all to fuck off. Holliday is his prisoner. And the main Clanton brother tells him that if Holliday is not outside in 2 minutes, they'll hang Stephen.
And then the words on the screen say?
So, yeah, Wyatt and Bat and the doctor all start looking at each other meaningfully. The non-diegetic singer sings a few more lines of the song, as has been happening throughout this whole episode that I haven't mentioned. And the words, next episode, Johnny Ringo, appear on screen.
Man, if you've ever heard a name associated with the Old West, they're showing up in this serial. They're at least going to get a mention, but there's a very good chance they'll show up in this serial.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I pretty much don't know anything about Johnny Ringo other than he's an Old West guy, but that's good enough for the serial.
Yeah, I think his reputation was the most skilled or most prolific gunfighter or something like that.
That sounds right, yeah. Kate did mention him as somebody that Doc Holliday is more gentlemanly than.
Well, we've seen what kind of a gentleman Doc Holliday is, trying to get the doctor killed. This is fun. This is, I think... Without getting too much into the American and apparently British preoccupation with the Old West and the myth of gun violence as a masculine and commendable form of, a lifestyle. It's nevertheless kind of fun to see our heroes in what's essentially a Western.
Yeah, totally. I think I read that this is the only serial that takes place entirely in America.
Oh, interesting.
Which, yeah, is kind of fun.
Huh. Like ever or for the first Doctor or
as far as I
Doctor?
Understood, as far as I understood, it was ever.
I mean, I guess lot of it does take place in outer space, so that statistically cuts down on the chances.
New Who doesn't really do serials as such.
Oh, and, that's true, too.
We've had, like, occasional scenes in America, like during the chase. They were at the Empire State Building and whatnot.
Sure were.
But, yeah, this is the only serial. This is the only one that is entirely in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, we Americans will enjoy it then. Seeing our home depicted on Doctor Who.
Which
just the way it really
will.
Is, of course. Yeah, Cool. What notes? What other notes do you have for us, Kyle?
I thought I was going to say something else, but it just left my mind. And I apparently didn't write it down.
Well, in that case, thank you, Kyle, for watching Doctor Who and telling me all about it.
And thank you, Benny, for listening to me talk all about Doctor Who.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to me listen to Kyle talk about Doctor Who. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email us at The Doctor's Watcher or social media us at your favorite alphabetical letter of choice.
Indeed.
And we'd like to thank Circuit 23 for the awesome theme music that he made for us. Sometimes we call it a theme song, sometimes we call it theme music. In either case, we're grateful. You can check him out on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and email him at circuit.23@gmail.com.
And join us again, listeners, in 2 weeks to find out what other Wild West names you have heard of will be dropped in Johnny Ringo.
Heck yeah. Bye.
Great Doc.
Oh, you flatter me, young man. Yes, reasonably accomplished, I would say, but not great.
You can say that again.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, yes, of course. We met a little while ago down at the dentist, didn't we? Yes, and you so very kindly invited me to join you and your friends for a drink.
And a little talk.
Yes, quite so, quite so. Well, I'm afraid I don't touch alcohol, but a little glass of milk and I should be only too delighted. Won't you introduce me?
Yeah, give me a pleasure. Doc, I would like you to meet the Clanton brothers.
The Clanton brothers, oh dear. I mean, how do you do?